Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and the Rib Shack.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Pedro Fernandez.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
What better introduction than the great Nick Charles? Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer whose work can be seen 24-7 on the web at ringtalk.com. And, of course, we air twice weekly on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and, of course, Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as the American Forces Network. Well, the World Heavyweight Championship, and I almost want to puke when I say this, was on the line this past weekend when David Haye, the brash-talking Brit, with that once-beaten record, 24-1, walked his way into Hamburg, Germany, and did absolutely nothing except collect $15 million. So I call him con man, genius, punk. Which is he? He fought like Woody Allen. He talked like Muhammad Ali. That's the best way I could put it, folks. It was a disgrace of a fight. And, of course, Vladimir Klitschko, 6'7". I'll say it again. If I was 6'7" and 242 pounds, I'd be kicking everybody's butt in the world. And I'd be annihilating them. I wouldn't be out slapping them. I'd be killing them. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide once again on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Just what you do to me. Spark my main nerve. My main nerve, mister. Yeah. My main nerve, mister. Come on, baby. My main nerve, mister. Hold my main nerve. When you hit the set, you're smoking like a cigarette. My eyes light up with fire for the girl that I desire.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com.
For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats and like me prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007. Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24-7 on the web at ringtalk.com. Your inside look into the world of boxing.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let that guitar roll, Jerry. That's the mighty Jeff Tamalier, my buddy over in Pleasant Hill, California, of course, backed by the Tower of Power reliever. Man, where's Tower of Power going? August 1st, Italy, France, the Netherlands. And, of course, they're all sober now, so they won't be stopping in any of the hash houses. I know if I was going over there, I'd be going into the red light district. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Up later tonight, we'll have our MMA expert, Slammin' Sammy Perez, talking about UFC 132. And, of course, we'll also bring in one of my, I consider this guy one of the classiest guys in the entire world. And when I mention his last name, you're going to laugh because it's Jeff Mayweather. And you say, Mayweather, class, come on. We've seen Floyd. We've seen Floyd Jr. We've seen Floyd Sr. Both those guys are not the classiest guys in the world. Well, guess what? Jeff Mayweather is like the extreme opposite of these guys. Of course, he just came back from Argentina, where he has Celestino Caballeros, the former WBA champion, in a fight with a guy named Julian Barros, I believe, down there. And Celestino just beat him like a girl, just knocked him down a couple times and ended up losing a split decision. But the bottom line is the WBA has ordered an immediate rematch, and that fight will take place in the very near future. So Jeff Mayweather will be here at the bottom of the hour. And then, wait, I'm not done. I'll bring in the godfather of the HBO crew, just back from Europe. He spent 4 days in Sicily or Italy or somewhere. He didn't go to the Netherlands. He didn't go to the red light district. I can guarantee that one, okay? But Larry Merchant will be here about 40, 45 minutes past the hour. So we've got a great show for you tonight here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as the American Forces Network. And, of course, we also have open phone lines, toll-free, coast-to-coast. When I say toll-free, that means it doesn't cost you cheap guys a dime. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's toll-free in the U.S., Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. And speaking of the islands, my next guest, my first guest tonight, was originally from Jamaica, then made his way to Canada, and now lives in Los Angeles. He's a video producer of note. I call him KP for a number of reasons. He's my man. I'm talking about Kevin Perry from the City of Angels. What's up, Big Kev?
Not much. How you doing, man? Set the record straight. My parents were born in Jamaica. I was born in Canada, and somehow I ended up in Los Angeles.
Okay,
when I was a kid. So,
all right, but
definitely
I love
America.
I had it somewhat close there. First of all, I want to dedicate tonight's show to George Kimball, the former Boston Herald boxing writer. The guy was a Grizzly Adams type of guy. The guy smoked, drank. One night, I was a Toucan Dan guy back in the 80s. In other words, two drinks and I was done. I can drink a little bit more now. But Toucan Dan is what they used to call me in the press row, okay? And remember what he said to me. He says, I'll buy as much booze at the Irish pub. We're in Atlantic City. I'll buy as much booze as you can drink, you puny little punk. I'll buy as much as you want. Because he had a half a heat on. I didn't consider the punk thing a bad thing. I mean, I consider somewhat of a compliment coming from him. Anyway, the bottom line is he passed away at the age of 67 from cancer. And it's a bit sad that he had just wrote a friend of mine, a book publisher, PugetLibre.com. I'm talking about the great Ron Marshall over in Oakland, California. And he had asked Ron for some nameplates for some books that he had been publishing. And what Ron does is he put these nameplates together and then the author signs them and they put them at the beginning of the book. And George Kimball's book plates arrived today at 1:17 p.m. Eastern Time, and George Kimball had died shortly before him. But George Kimball, I want to dedicate tonight's show to him and to Sin City Richie's brother, Brenda's brother, his father, Terry Jones. He died this past week, a fall from pneumonia in January. January 26th, he fell, and he died June 26th, like 5 months or to the day, and he just could never recover from the fall and the pneumonia. So if you got people up there in age like I do, my Uncle Pal's on morphine right now. He's in hospice. My Uncle Lobe is in deep trouble. My Auntie Julie's got Parkinson's. So, I mean, death is surrounding me right now. It's about to hit me in the face even harder than it has hit me professionally. So what I'm trying to tell you folks is appreciate the people that you love and appreciate them in a manner in which they know it. Now that I've got all the sermon out of the way, I've got my main man on the line from the City of Angels, of course, the great Kevin Perry. And Kev, tell me about this lightweight title fight this week. It's on Showtime. Is that Showtime? Is that Showtime fight, Brandon Rios?
Yeah, it's on Showtime. Brandon Rios is defending his WBA lightweight title that he won, I believe, earlier this year against Miguel Acosta. It was a really good fight. Acosta is an excellent boxer, puncher. Had Rios hurt in that fight. Rios came back and is resilient, the resilient type of fighter he is, who fights out of Oxnard. Came back and scored a great KO. It's extremely exciting to watch. And he's fighting Urbano Antillion, who has only two losses on his ledger. One against Humberto Soto in a Fight of the Year candidate, which I think took place last year. And his other loss was to Miguel Acosta, who Rios defeated. So it should be a really good bout just because both guys are pretty much brawlers, I guess you could say, but they both do have some boxing skills. So should be a good fight all around.
So in other words, it's not going to be the snoozer that I just had to watch this past weekend with Vladimir Klitschko and David Haye, huh?
Oh, definitely not. I think what's refreshing and the reason why the lower weight classes are so exciting nowadays is because lower weight classes, guys actually have to make weight. And no knock on, I mean, I know David Haye, he didn't put up the greatest performance this weekend, but he was actually one of the few heavyweights I've seen in the last few years who actually looked the part when he came to the ring. He looked in shape. He just didn't have the tools to pull off a victory.
Yeah, but he didn't show me anything. In other words, look, I fought big guys. When I was a cop, I remember one time I went into a house one time and this wild Samoan was tearing the house apart, you know what I'm saying? And I had to fight this guy. And I fought him, and I didn't back down. I didn't pull out my gun. I didn't shoot him. I didn't mace him. I didn't hit him with a club. Nothing. I fought him, okay? There were guys in boxing matches that I fought that I was scared going into. I mean, you know, these guys were bigger than me and all that kind of stuff. But the whole point was, just like Max Barrett did with Primo Carnera, I fought, and I tried to fight, and I threw the kitchen sink at this guy. He didn't throw the kitchen sink. David Haye didn't even throw the kitchen plug.
Well, I think the thing with David Haye and the problem, I think he's getting a lot of unnecessary criticism, not necessarily because he didn't try. I think the whole thing with this fight is a lot of people expected a lot out of him based on his big mouth and all the insults he was spewing on the Klitschkos. But if you ever watched David Haye fight before, I mean, he pretty much fights the same way every time. I mean, he doesn't really box a whole lot. He stays on the outside. He jumps in with one or two big shots at a time, doesn't throw combinations, isn't an infighter. And if you're going to beat a big guy like Klitschko, you got to be probably a decent body puncher, someone who moves his head. And when you're fighting Klitschko and you're a guy who's you fought most of your career by fighting on the outside, I mean, you kind of don't really have much of a shot with that type of strategy.
Well, then,
and I think people were disappointed, possibly for the wrong reasons, or maybe because they'd never seen Haye fight. If you'd seen him fight, you probably weren't that surprised by his performance.
Well, the only thing that surprised me was that the fight was a snoozer. I mean, it came on at 1:45 in the afternoon, and I will have to tell you the truth, I fell asleep during the fight.
Well, I think people were disappointed, and I think, and I don't want to criticize Vladimir Klitschko, because, I mean, he really is...
Why not? Wait, hold on. Wait a second. I got about. I'm gonna stretch this one more minute. Why even not criticize Vladimir Klitschko? The guy's 6'7", Kev. You're only 5'11", right? 5'10"?
Yeah, about 5'10", 5'11".
About 155. You've beaten guys who were bigger than you, that weighed more than you, and you and I both have. And why? Because we've got the intestinal fortitude to go in there and try to destroy somebody if need be, okay? Vladimir Klitschko, I think if you dropped his trunks, I think you'd find out that he has stones the size of a hamster. Okay, he just doesn't have it. He doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to fight. He fights like a girl. He fights safety first. I mean,
I think you're kind of making a little bit of a stretch there as far as Klitschko goes. I think the biggest thing with Klitschko, I realized in watching that fight, he couldn't even hit David Haye really all that effectively. And the conclusion I came to is the reason why Klitschko appears to be so good, it's not really because of his height. It's more because he does have some decent skills. And the heavyweight division, I mean, it's pretty pathetic right now. The guy's lost to three journeyman fighters, Corey Sanders,
Ross Purity, and Layman Brewster.
And Ross Purity. So, I mean, why is this guy considered to be such a great fighter? I don't really understand. He's the best heavyweight of his time. I'll give him credit for that. But if he was fighting guys like Larry Holmes, he wouldn't be... considered all that great.
He'd be toast.
So I think people are kind of jumping a little bit here, calling Klitschko this great fighter. He's a all very right. good fighter at what he does.
Kev, I got to let you run. I love you. I'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
The great Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronics Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Started it off right there, rocked Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Mayers.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Remember what Muhammad Ali said? It ain't bragging if you're telling the truth. I am the Superfly. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. My man on MMA is on the line from Bethlehem, PA, little abbreviated version tonight. Of course, we're talking about slamming Sammy Perez. And the main event, Uriah Faber and Dominic Cruz. It went five rounds last week, but I have to tell you, it was a real close fight. It was a hard fight for me to score. How'd you score that, Sam?
Oh, man, Pedro, you hit the nail right on the head. It was an extremely difficult fight to score. I had it 48-47, Dominic Cruz. But I have to tell you, Pedro, if they would have scored the fight for Uriah Faber, it would have been very difficult for me to argue.
Well, of course, the California kid now, was he lost 25-5, 7 KOs, 13 submissions. When I mean submissions, I mean explain submissions to our listeners once again.
Submission holds come from either a choke or a joint lock. There's no small joint locks. It's only arm like elbows, shoulders, knees, that kind of thing.
So ankles.
Ankles, yes.
Yeah.
But no small joint locks. Like okay. You can't twist somebody's finger.
Okay, Dominic Cruz now 18-1, 6 KOs, 1 submission. Good-looking kid, Mexican-American kid. Is he going to bring more Latinos to the UFC?
I believe so, Pedro. We discussed this briefly off-air, and it was a win-win situation for the UFC, whichever fighter would have won. But with Dominic Cruz, this is a kid that's on the rise. He's very young, and like you said, he's very well-spoken also on top of that. So with the originally Miguel Torres looked like he was going to carry the banner for Mexican-Americans, and Cain Velasquez is doing that right now with the heavyweights. But as far as the lightweights are concerned, Dominic Cruz looks like he's going to be the man for a while.
Okay, I got about a minute left. What's the next big MMA event coming up?
Well, the next big one, the next real big one will be in 3 weeks. That's Strikeforce, actually, Fedor Emelianenko versus Dan Henderson. Mm-hmm. Before that, 2 weeks from now, we'll have a Bellator event. Unfortunately, the main event of that Bellator card fell through. That was supposed to be a featherweight title where Joe Warren was going to defend against Patricky Pitbull Frady, but Frady suffered an injury. So they'll still have a Bellator event, but the next real big one will be Strikeforce in 3 weeks.
Okay, now Fedor is fighting Dan Henderson. Is Henderson a heavyweight?
He's going to fight that heavyweight. However, I don't know how heavy he's going to come in. As a matter of fact, he was quoted as saying within the last week that he'll probably weigh in at 206.1 because basically 206 and under, you're a light heavyweight. So I don't know. It remains to be seen. I expect he'll probably come in around 215 or so. But, you know, Fedor is not a big heavyweight to begin with, so I don't think Dan Henderson will be giving up too much.
I got 15 seconds. Is this guy a fall guy? Is Dan Henderson a fall guy to put Fedor back in the picture?
Far from it. Dan Henderson's 40 years old. He's not what he used to be, but if he hits Fedor Emelianenko with that right hand, anything is possible.
All the best, you man. Slamming Sammy Perez, folks. You can find his work at ringtalk.com. He is my MMA expert. Sam, say hello to the wife and everybody else in Bethlehem, PA for me.
Thank you, Pedro. Take care of yourself.
All right, we go from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, folks, to Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm bringing my man. I'm talking about Jazzy Jeff Mayweather. What's up, Big Jeff?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, man, are you telling me you were screaming and moaning on Facebook that you've been in Panama for a month and they postponed the fight for a couple of weeks. You had to spend a couple more weeks there. Then you went to Argentina and they put a gun to your head and took the fight away from you and Celestino Caballero. So does that sound about right?
Yeah, that sounds exactly right.
Okay. Now, Caballero scored two knockdowns. One judge had him winning by 5 points. I mean, what's the world of bunko and anarchy? I'm talking about the WBA. What are they going to do about this?
Well, I mean, I think Celestino was fortunate that the WBA is stationed in Panama, and WBA is very proud of their fighters. You know, they're Panamanian fighters. And I think that they're going to actually step up and enforce a rematch.
Okay, that's good. You know what? Your family takes a lot of heat. Why do you think Floyd and Floyd Jr. and Floyd Sr. take so much heat? Because I try to tell people, you're like, you're the exact opposite of them. I mean, they're very boisterous. You're very quiet. You're very self-confident. You're very well-mannered. And some people don't like the way that Floyd handles himself, Floyd Jr. and Floyd Sr. But it, mainly, I think it's the anti-Mayweather people that are Pacquiao fans. And the fact is that Pacquiao won't take the drug test. And Jeff, had Pacquiao agreed to take the drug test, this fight would have taken place March 10th, 2011, correct? 2010, right?
That's correct.
I mean, so why is it, why, I can't believe these people keep beating the bush. He won't take, and then he won't take the test. He will take the test. Then Mike Marley says, oh, well, will you take the test? He goes, yeah, I'll take the test. He goes, will you waive the 14-day window? And he starts stuttering and stammering like one of the Three Stooges. Okay, then he goes back to Manila and tells Phil Am News that he wants a 14-day window. Now, why, if a guy was clean, would he need a 14-day window, Jeff?
Well, I mean, he wouldn't need a window at all, but, you know, I mean, that just goes to show that, I mean, he has something to hide, because realistically, when you don't have anything to hide, you're bold about it. You're bold, want to prove to everybody that you're not doing anything wrong.
Man, I got news for you. If your uncle had come out and told me that I was a cheat, and that I was doing drugs or I was doing performance-enhancing drugs, I couldn't wait to get in the ring and try to rip his head off, right off his neck. You know that? I mean, there wouldn't be no doubt about it. They could be drawing blood between rounds. I couldn't care, especially when we're talking about $50 million.
Right. You know? And so basically, I mean, it's just one of those situations in which, you know, I think that because Manny Pacquiao is kind of like the ambassador of boxing, he's a good guy. You know, he says all the right things, and, you know, he's a fun-loving guy. And, you know, my nephew's kind of out there, you know, in terms of he's braggadocious, talks about money and things like that. And people don't care to hear that, you know. And I think if that's the biggest factor of people just, you know, basically siding with Manny, you know, just because of Floyd's image. Not nothing to do with his ability to fight or anything else, but since they, you know, they're upset about his image, they attack every aspect of his career.
Every aspect of his life. I mean, I know he's got some issues outside the ring. He's got some issues that some legal things that are pending and this and that. But, you know, it doesn't take away from his physical attributes and the fact that he is probably the best boxer pound for pound in the world. When I say that with a cringe because Floyd and I, we haven't always gotten along. I mean, I remember one press conference, Jeff, just to show you how we went hot and cold. He said, you know what, Pedro Fernandez, I want to bring out the fact that Pedro Fernandez is the best boxing writer in the world. And then about 5 minutes later, I asked him some question. He said, man, why would you ask something that dumb? Okay, so you know what I'm saying? So he changed on me from day to night in 5 minutes. But the bottom line is Floyd. I think Floyd will box Manny Pacquiao's ears off. I think Bob Arum knows it, and I think you and I know it, and I think that Manny Pacquiao knows it.
Well, I mean, the one thing is proven is this, is that, you know, basically, you know, with Floyd's one of the smartest fighters, on the planet, because all it takes is maybe 3 rounds for him to figure you out. And once he figures you out, it's a wrap.
I don't care
who you are.
That's right.
The fight's over, because you're going to be fighting this fight, and you don't even know you're fighting this fight. Next thing you know, you're down 5 or 6 rounds, and now you don't know how you're going to win, or even if there's a chance of you winning. And, I mean, he does it, you know, he does it time and time and time again. And, you know what I mean? And like I said, I mean, he's a master at, you know, breaking down fighters and basically making them get out of their fight, and they're fighting this fight without even knowing it.
Well,
you know, and so it's rare for a fighter that, you know, that comes along and that has that type of ability to, you know, have you caught up like that and not even know it.
Okay, I got about a minute left. Why would Manny Pacquiao, again, me being from the hood, me being from the street, educated or not, I grew up in the hood, okay? If somebody called me out, I'd be there and I'd be ready to whoop their you-know-what in a second. Why is Manny Pacquiao pulling this punk-ass move by trying to sue Floyd?
Well, because, I mean, like I said, everything with Manny is basically based on image. You know, and, I mean, there are a lot of fighters that their careers and everything is based on image. I mean, Ray Leonard is one. Continental was one.
Yep.
You know, but even though their careers were based on image, I mean, they had skeletons in their closet too, and the skeletons are showing up now.
That's true. Anyway, Jeff, I want to have you on again real soon. Good luck. I'm glad you're back from Panama and Argentina, all those good places, good health. I love you. I think you're a classy guy. I want to talk to you real soon, okay?
Okay, thanks.
The great Jeff Mayweather, folks. I mean that great. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, guess who's up next? The Godfather, Larry Merchant of HBO.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have we narrowed it down to? 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The mighty horns of the Tower of Power. Of course, check out my work at towerofpower.com. I do Pedro's Song of the Month there. I haven't done July yet. I'll do that tonight. Lots of things to talk about, folks. You've heard of the Harlem Globetrotters? Well, my next guest is the HBO Globetrotter. He is the godfather of the HBO crew, having just returned from Europe. I'm talking about the great Larry Merchant, the Hall of Famer. How are you, sir?
I'm a little weary, Pedro. I think I've been traveling for the last 24 or 30 hours.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you spending a few moments with us right now. I want to give you some sad news. George Kimball of the Boston Globe passed away in the last couple of days. Of course, he's a boxing writer, been on the scene for about 25 or 30 years, and I didn't know if you knew that or not, but I just thought I'd pass that on. George is one of those guys that drank hard, smoked hard, partied hard, but he wrote well.
I saw George some weeks ago at a book event in New York. I knew George for over 40 years, back to my days when I was writing a column in New York. He always had a mischievous glint in his eye. He always fought the good fight. And he's another one of our regiment who is being shot at these days.
You know, Larry, what's funny is he challenged me to a drinking contest, and I think I was 145 pounds at the time. I'm up to about 65 now, and I'm not fat. But I was about 145 pounds at the time. I just got done. I had just retired from actual fighting myself, I guess about 87 or 88. And we were at the Irish pub in Atlantic City, and everybody knew I was Toucan Dan. In other words, two cans and I was done. I was staying upstairs at the Irish pub. Jack Fisk, the former writer with the SF Chronicle, himself a Hall of Famer, he was there. And George Kimball gets me into a drinking contest. So I think I had three drinks, and they basically almost had to carry me upstairs. And he was laughing and laughing and laughing. He thought it was a great time. And every time I saw him since then, he's always said to me, "Hey, kid, you want to have another drinking contest?" But I knew better. He didn't try to outdrink Mr. George Kimball, but he was a good guy. He was a classy guy, a Grizzly Adams type of guy, if you're talking about his physical features are concerned. But he was classy. He wrote well. And once again, you said he was your friend for over 40 years. I happen to know him for better than 20 years. And he passed away. And what was a little ironic was that he had been in contact with a friend of mine that runs PugetLibre.com, which is a book distributor for boxing books only, out of the East Bay here in Northern California, Ron Marshall. And he had asked Ron to make some nameplates for him, and he was going to sign these nameplates in advance because he has a couple of books in the making that have not been published yet. And he had these nameplates sent to him, so Ron made up these beautiful nameplates for George Kimball to sign. And unfortunately, the nameplate showed up today at 1:17 in the afternoon, and George had passed away just shortly beforehand. But he was in hospice the last few weeks. He thought he was going to make it a little while longer than he did. And all I can say is God bless him. He was a good guy to me.
He was a good guy. He took his reporting and writing seriously. And
he didn't steal, Larry. There's another Boston writer. I won't mention his name, but he used to steal my stuff all the time and then put it at the end of his column. A lot of this stuff was taken off Internet Reports. So I won't mention the other Boston writer, but he never – I mean, George Kimball was as original as it was. He wasn't a plagiarist. He didn't steal anybody's lines. He was the real deal.
Good guy.
Good guy. All right, speaking of good guys, Vladimir Klitschko – David Haye, it was supposed to be some type of war. The war didn't turn out to be a war. It turned out to be like a 12-round boxing match. The guy said he had a broken toe coming in, something like that. You know, I just don't know. I really don't think that with Vladimir Klitschko's height and reach, I really don't think that anybody, unless they can approach his height and reach, is going to be able to touch him, Larry. Am I in the right ballpark here or what?
Well, the remarkable thing about the Klitschkos is how dedicated they've been and for how long they've done it. They take what they do really seriously. They're always in shape. They're always prepared. And they don't take anyone for granted. There have been so many champions who were short-time champions because they couldn't deal with success.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many Americans who would put them down because they're not street fighters and they don't come from the rough neighborhoods and all of that. And all those guys were left flattened or physically or flattened by the result.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not likely to see their kind again. Brothers who have dominated a division, a heavyweight division for a decade. So if they were Americans, as I've often said, if they came off a ranch in Wyoming or a big city in the East, they'd be as big as Tiger Woods was. Boxing is now a global sport, more than it was when Americans were dominating it, and especially American heavyweights.
Mm-hmm.
And so the perception of them or the interest in them or how popular they are is colored by that.
Changing subject, shifting gears here, we're talking with Larry Merchant, folks, the godfather of the HBO crew, a member of the Boxing Hall of Fame. Jeff Mayweather was just on the show, and Jeff is the classiest of the Mayweathers. I mean, you won't hear Jeff pontificating, swearing, cussing, all that kind of good stuff that you hear out of Floyd Jr. and Floyd Sr., okay? But he did bring up one thing. He brought up images, and he brought up, you know, the image of Sugar Ray Leonard's taking a bit of a hit because of the cocaine and the hookers and then the alleged homosexual assault on him by an Olympic coach back in 1976. Oscar De La Hoya's had his problems with womanizing now and cocaine, okay? And these guys were like two image fighters. Manny Pacquiao's got this great image, and, you know, he's a congressman, and now he's going to run for president in 2016. But yet he's taking Floyd Mayweather to court instead of taking Floyd Mayweather into the ring. And, Larry, I sort of have a little problem with that. What's your feeling on that?
My feeling is if that Mayweather wanted the fight, it would have happened already. Please, Pedro. They agreed on the money. Floyd Mayweather never made any demands whatsoever on any other fights or fighters about drug tests. Who is he to dictate what should be done? As soon as Manny Pacquiao beat up Cotto, Floyd Sr. rushed into the media room and started yelling about performance-enhancing drugs.
Uh-huh.
It's as though they can't believe anybody can be that good except Floyd Jr. If he isn't on something.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I was with Cotto in November in Colombia, in Cartagena, Colombia, and he's suspicious of performance enhancement drugs involving Manny Pacquiao.
But you and I are supposed to be in the media, and people can have suspicions about anybody these days. We understand that. Anybody who's successful in the world of sports, immediately there are suspicions cast about him. But the suspicions ought to be based on something.
But Larry, back in and the...
Besides the fact that a guy is successful.
Okay, but back in the 1990s when those guys were hitting home runs out of the ballpark, the media didn't say smack. Okay, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds.
Eventually it came out.
How long did it take?
It takes time. I'm not. It was something that was relatively new, and evidence had to be gathered. We had to see what was going on, and when it came out, then the media got on top of it, and so did the legal system. Unless you have boxing bodies demanding that everybody gets tested, then I don't know what is it based on. Can you tell me what is it? What is the suspicions of Pacquiao based on? And let me go to this first. When Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather Jr. was 16 years old,
they both weighed 107 pounds.
or 112,
right.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Manny was a pro, and Junior was an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Junior is a bigger man than Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao could make 140 easily if he had to, and we know that Floyd Mayweather Jr. gave up $600,000 to Marquez because he didn't want to make or couldn't make 144.
Right.
So why are we suspicious of Manny Pacquiao and not Floyd Mayweather Jr.?
Well, I happen to think that Floyd Mayweather Jr. takes performance enhancement drugs by shooting up his hands with Novocaine or whatever.
That has been a fact that has been uncovered or revealed. And so you have every right to suspect that or to know that.
You and I brought this up over a year and a half ago, or 2 years, a couple of years ago.
What? I mean, I don't know what facts there are about Manny Pacquiao. When Manny Pacquiao was fighting at featherweight, okay?
Yeah.
He was in his mid-20s. He was fighting at featherweight. His weight on the day of the fight was in the 140s. He was a naturally bigger guy still fighting at a lower weight.
Okay, good point.
He was Henry Armstrong on performance-enhancing drugs? Because he dominated boxing when boxing was as big as it ever was, from 126 to 147 pounds, and beat the middleweight champion in a non-title fight.
You got a good point.
Was he on something?
Larry, that's why you are Larry. You are the godfather of the HBO crew. Your wisdom, I can't thank you enough for it. I've taken enough of your time. Go back to your lovely wife. Say hello to her for me.
How about if I go back to sleep?
Go back to sleep, but say hello to your wife for me. I haven't talked to her in eons. She doesn't even email me anymore. Tell her I miss her.
All right, Pedro.
All the best to you. Larry Merchant, folks, is the HBO crew. Of course, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Oh, baby, you're skating off that ice.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan? Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are at all-time lows, and that means lower interest and lower payments for you. Lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting, even one day, could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now, 800-834-0510. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that's the best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible and discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-834-0510. 800-834-0510. Rates may never be this low again in your lifetime, so don't miss out. Call 800-834-0510. 800-834-0510.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the numerical cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief is easy to open and easy to use, so there are no lids or caps to struggle with. And there are no messy tubes. Don't let arthritis, muscle soreness, joint pain, or stiffness slow you down or limit your daily activities. If you're looking for relief, get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief. Available at arthriticmax.com.
Little old Bump City here, Tower of Power, 1972, Rick Stevens on lead. Had some good times with the Tower of Power. Had got a great time with Lenny Williams last week, man. He was fabulous down playing down here in San Francisco at the Century Theater. He was outstanding. Anyway, I'm going to dedicate the last portion of the show, and I've got to go down all these obituaries because so many people have died. It's like a long list, okay? George Kimball, the Boston Herald, just passed away. Terry Smith, the English-born referee, the former district attorney of Sacramento. He died this past week at the age of 76 from Alzheimer's. Terry Jones, who's the father of Sin City Richie. Richie Jones, of course. Sin City Richie's my historian. Has been for better than 20 years on this show and at ringtalk.com. He passed away this past week. Joe Diaz's mother, she was 92 years old. Here's what's up. Joe Diaz had this massive heart attack on May the 5th. On May the 6th, his 92-year-old mother, who was suffering from some dementia, and she comes out. She ends up singing Happy Birthday to her son about June the 2nd, June the 3rd, something like that, right? She dies June the 15th. We don't tell Joe about it until 2 or 3 days ago because we wanted Joe to recover. Joe kept saying, where's mom, where's mom? Anyway, Joe's mom died in the hospital across the street from the hospital in which he was staying at, in St. Joseph's Hospital down there in Phoenix, Arizona. But wait, I'm not done. Then we've got Nick Charles. Nick Charles, of course, a Showtime broadcaster. He introduced me as part of the show tonight. You know, he's one of the classiest guys I ever met in my life. I truly loved the man. The man was a great man, a great father, and a great human being. And above all that, he was a great sportscaster as well. And then Billy Costello, a former WBC 140-pound champion, he passed away this past week. I mean, everybody's going, folks. I hope I'll be here next week, God willing, and I hope you will be as well. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, and I've defended that title now for better than 26, going on 27 years. Basically, I'm often imitated, but never duplicated. I am the man. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. Producer Jerry Burke, you've been great tonight. You take it away.